KFA-XUM listening.
Station calling, this is KFA. You are, I guess you are coming on pretty good. Good station call. You came in pretty good there. Is this Wyatt?
Yes, it is.
This is KFA EOR. I talked to you last night. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just woke up an hour ago. But how are you doing?
Oh, doing good. The family and I are just competing with the cold and breakfast and just hunkering down for the day. So that's about it.
Yeah, same for me. I went outside yesterday, and that cold was unbearable.
Even my mountain dog wasn't digging the cold too much this morning, and that says a lot.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
So, as per our conversation, you're on EchoLink right now, is that correct?
Yes, my first transmission was on my Baofeng to test it, but now I'm on EchoLink.
Yeah, the same thing. I'll scan with my Baofeng, my FHP Pro, but yeah, I also monitor EchoLink a lot. And in fact, I was talking to some guy down in North Carolina this morning and stuff, and just kind of surfing that. Today's going to be field day for the ham radio operators, so you might want to bounce over to some of the Lansing or Saginaw repeaters. You'll probably get a good idea what goes on in a field day.
Yeah, I'll definitely be sure to go on those repeaters. Is it like all day or once a time?
They usually start off right around 11 to get the equipment set up, and they'll run for 24 hours. And basically, they're running on like backup power. They'll be doing obviously the repeaters, but they're also going to be running HF too as well. So in case the repeaters are down, it's a pretty good exercise. They do it twice a year. Here in January for the winter field day, and then the last full weekend in the month of June, all the ham radio operators do the same thing.
All right, yeah, I wrote all that down, and I'll definitely listen in.
Yeah, Wyatt, this repeater that we're talking on right now is a little bit squiffy today. It's been transmitting some noise, so just to give you a heads up, it's not you and it's not me, it's the repeater.
Yeah, I can tell. It's really making me feel good. Alright, hopefully that nonsense stopped.
Yeah, it's been intermittent today. We've had some issues with our repeaters since we had to relocate it. Our tower snapped in half last spring when we had some severe storms, so we had to relocate the repeater. And it's just, yeah, it's been a little bit off. So we've been working around it and trying to maintain it. But, hey, it is what it is.
It is.
Texting uses less data than talking on the way. That's why when cell towers get overloaded, like in a snowstorm or hurricane, people send text. And because it's
you need to come over here. Come over. Get over here. There you go. There's yours.
WAAMAC Mount Clemens reconnected to Central Michigan. NAWRO clear. NAWRO, this is KFADB. Thanks for turning that thing off for a while. That was kind of getting annoying there. I do appreciate it. NAWRO, good morning, Cliff. Yeah, no problem. Something was going on with the pier there. That's all. So,
yeah, I figured something odd was going on when I kept hearing tones and transmissions, and it was just repeating itself over and over again. Looks like they got it fixed, too, so glad to hear that. How's this radio sounding? This is that Radiati DB40D that I'm talking on right now. How's the mic gain and all that? Am I not too loud, I hope?
Uh,
No, certainly not too loud. I'm on the Yaesu, which has a lot of hash to it, so it's going to be on my side. But for you know, for like net purposes, it perfectly readable. It'll work.
Beautiful. Thanks for that. I was just wanted to make sure that I set the mic gains correctly because I can't do that in the radio. I have to do it through the software.
And I just switched over to Wally's Motorola, and it's sounding much better. So anything was on my end. So, no, you got it right. Don't touch a thing.
Well, copy that if you can add from LaPierre again. Apparently it is. But thanks for the question. Back to looking over 32 code. Like Brian, see if I can't do anything. When he tried to load it, so we'll go through it and see what it is. So I'm going to run and see what this thing is doing. I feel like I can kind of like shut up. Monitoring after your phone.
So we do have some we'll let it go for a little bit. Our net manager, John. So, all right, have a good one. All right. Thank you. LAX mobile.
LAX, this is KFA, FQN. Do you read me?
This is KE8LAX. I caught KF8. I did not catch the rest of your call. Go again.
It is KF8FQN.
KF8FQN. KE8LAX. The name here is Dean. I have a good solid copy on you. How are you today?
I am doing good. The morning's clear, but how are you doing?
Doing well. I doing some running around. Just dropped the kid off at work, and work uniforms have to be altered, so I'm going to the store to have that handled. Other than that, today is a pretty slow day. Got the day off.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a day. Sounds fun.
Well, I don't know if I would classify it as fun, but yeah, it's definitely a day. How long have you had your ticket?
Ticket, if you're referring to my license, 3 days now. I tested on Sunday and I got it, my license on Wednesday, I believe.
Copy that. Yeah, on the radio we generally refer to your license as your ticket. But as you talk on the radio some more, you'll pick up on some of the language that we use. But yes, that's definitely what I meant. Very nice. Congratulations. I feel like you will learn to love it. And a lot of us hams that get into it and then kind of get away from it for a while, we all end up usually coming back to it. I don't know if Tim is listening, NHWRO, but he was the same way. He was a ham, and then he dropped out of it and then came back into it. If Tim is listening, go ahead, Tim, KE8LAX for ID.
NHWRO, yes, Dean, I am actually listening here. And I would also like to take the chance of saying hello to, I believe it's Wyatt, KF8FQN. I heard your conversation with another friend of ours, Tom, last night, Tango Oscar Mike. Long QSO last night, kind of enjoyed listening to it. But Wyatt, again, this is Tim, Tango India Mike, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Well, thank you, and hello, Tim, and yeah, I just like this hobby. The repeater isn't acting up as much right now, but yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, again, nice to meet you, Wyatt, and glad to hear you on the radio so soon. A lot of people have a tendency to just listen. I know I did when I first got my ticket. I was very mic shy, but yeah, I'll hand it back over to Tim and then back over to you, Wyatt.
NHWRO. Yeah, I was interested that you heard that because that is your repeater, Wyatt. So yeah, there's some interference this morning, so we temporarily disconnect. I'm not exactly sure what was happening with the Lapeer repeater, but it seems to be okay now, and your signal is perfectly fine, readable, just like last night. So go ahead, Wyatt, over to you.
Yeah, this morning, I forgot who I was talking to, but, yeah, the repeater was acting up. We had a, I'm going to echo link on my phone right now. We had a text through the repeater. But, yeah, I'm glad to see it working again.
So I think I heard you say you were on Echolink. Do you have any RF equipment as it is, or are you just strictly operating off of Echolink? I'll have you answer that when it comes back around to you. Tim, what was going on with the repeaters? Do you know?
No, on the VHF side, I don't know, Dean. Just some type of digital noise was coming from Lapeer, and it was coming at a regular basis, so I don't know if it was something wrong with the machine or if there was somebody coming in just causing interference. But it got to the point where we disconnected, you know, for like about an hour, I think it was, and then I reconnected. So it seems to be stable now, or put it this way, it seems not to be happening now. So, and that's right, Wyatt, I forgot. You're coming in on Echolink on your phone. That's why your signal is so good. Although it does light up on the dashboard on the Lapeer, so you're coming into that. So had you tried to get a hold of us down here in Macomb, when we were disconnected, you know, we went beyond. You wouldn't be able to hear us. But because we're back connected to the Central Michigan network there, we're getting you loud and clear via Echolink through Lapeer. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Yeah, I didn't know it was disconnected for an hour, but I have one Baofeng handheld to answer your question. Sorry if I said your name wrong, Dean.
I'm going to say 73's W8FU is over on the FBI needing assistance. 73's KE8OES.
73, Dean. We'll talk later. NAWRO. Yeah, Wyatt, that was Dean. You're correct on his name. And, yeah, if you ever get a chance, I'm probably going to have to scoot and make this my last, too, see what's going on over there. But Dean's part of our group here in Macomb. You spoke to Tom last night. I think he even spoke to Sean last night for a bit, and there might have been a few others. So we're always happy to speak with you, talk with you, as they mentioned. So you do have an HT. I assume you've tried. Maybe you're not hitting the repeater with the HT because you're probably too far away. But I'll let you respond to that. But this will be my last, but I will listen out. You have a good day. I'm sure we can talk soon again. This is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. Tim, I'm sending it back over to KF8FQN. I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, on my Baofeng handheld, I can make the repeater. It's just a really weak signal. But you have a good rest of your day and 73.
You as well. This is NAWRO. I'll be clear. And Wyatt, don't forget to show your call one last time when you clear. NAWRO, clear.
KF3FQN, clear.
NAWRO, KE8LAX. NAWRO, NAWRO, KE8LAX. Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear.
NAWRO, Dean, was that you? I was on the phone. Didn't hear your call.
Yeah, that was me, Tim. No issues at all. I was just going to say I appreciate you taking over that QSO. I heard Sean over on the FBI ask for help, and he was working on getting the Warren link back up on a temporary basis until the weather breaks. So I figured I should probably jump and assist.
Yeah, I appreciate you did that. I spoke to Phil, KPR, earlier. They were working on it, and it looks like they got the workaround they were talking about until the dish can be repaired, I presume. So looks like we're back up, unless you got an update. I was going to jump over there myself after ending with Wyatt, but got the phone call instead. So anything new to report, or they're still working on it?
No, negative. At the moment, we are back up and running. Not the ideal situation, as Sean put it, but we are up and running, and everything is back together. And this machine has its Warren receive back and active.
Copy that. That's the part I didn't know and I was going to ask, so appreciate that. Yeah, I do see it on the dashboard now, so I guess that deserves a yay. All right, sounds good. I'm going to get back to it. You said you're off today, eh, in AWRO?
Yeah, that's correct. They got me on a Monday through Friday right now for training purposes, so I won't be doing alternating weekends, I'm assuming, for at least a week. So I just stopped by the tailor. There's a little hidden gem at 23 in Gratiot, right in the corner next to Five Below. The little old guy doesn't speak very good English, but he's very fast and does very good work. So I dropped it off. I wasn't expecting it back today, but he told me to come back to him at 2:00 and he would have all my uniforms done. So very happy about that.
Ah, yes. I remember the days when you have to get the pants hemmed and all that. Years ago, I don't think he's still there, but he used to use something. Somebody, I think it was down in Fraser. It was Douglas the Tailor. And then we had excellent police equipment up in Shelby Township. There was a variety. There was even one right there in New Haven, close to where the Hungry Howie's is now. I think that's gone. But, yeah, different uniform shops that did the tailoring. That's the key. You got to hit. And then the quick turnaround is always ideal.
That was funny. The XYL is in the vehicle at the moment, and when you mentioned the first one, she was like, yep, I remember that one. So, yeah, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. I just wanted to call you and give you a little thank you for taking that one over for me. It sounds like why it's over on the FBI now. But, yeah, 7-3s, and I'll catch you on the air. I'll probably be on periodically here and there throughout the day. 88 LAS, I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that, Dean. Thanks a lot. I may or may not be gone to see a movie, Song Song Blue, with a friend, MJR, this afternoon. But if not, I'll have all four on, and we'll be listening. NAWRO, clear.
NAWRO, NAWRO.
NAWRO. Good morning, Brian. You had a little pause there. You had to remember the new call sign, right?
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah, maybe that's a remnant of the stroke that I had. I have problems with the aphasia sometimes, trying to get the words to come out of my tongue. Hey, Tim, can we get that Wyatt to come down to an APRS, ARPSC meeting, or do you have to be an adult? I mean, you got to be a certain age or age requirements? I was just wondering over.
Yeah, unfortunately, Brian, he lives in Emily City, and yes, our actual membership, as we discussed, is now 18 and above for deployable reasons. people, you know, like youngsters in the county, the EC will make a case-by-case possible exception, but not for membership. You can't be a member. We do have the one that might come just to learn, but he won't be able to be a member. But with his apparent permission, we might do that. Then we had another legacy member that is considering joining up as a full member with his son, who's in high school age and has just got a ticket. So in that case, we'd make an exception. But unfortunately, in Wyatt's situation, he's in Emily City anyways. That's not going to work out. But doesn't mean we can't help him out on the radio like Tom has already been doing last night, like we did today. We'll continue to do that. So NAWRO, back over to, let's see if I get it right here, N8BZR. Bravo, Zed Romeo. Hey, I like it.
Yeah, John calls me Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, another question I had for you was with the CTS software used with these VM32s, did you ever notice, like, if you go and insert a line, that it erases a bunch of already entered in data further down the road, you know, down the list? I'm having that problem. It keeps corrupting my CPS. I loaded a new CPS. I'm up to 1.50, and it still does that corruption thing. Do you ever notice that? Over.
It's been a while since I played with that CPS, but I was having all kinds of problems with it. Don't remember that specific problem, but I do remember resorting the lines, getting like a line to go up to the top if that's where you want. But truth be told, I haven't played with that CPS. In fact, with the thing going on with Joe, I was thinking about delving back into it, taking a look at it, because it's such a mystery what he's got going on there, where the ID just on the one radio, it's the same two radios, DM32s, but one of the radios, it just seems to want to keep the DMR ID in place of where 5-1 should be. And now I guess they've determined it's not the radio, so I don't know what's going on with that. To answer your question, I'm not directly familiar with that. Maybe Cliff might be. Cliff is been really deep into that. Both Brian, BPD, and Cliff seem to be a little bit more knowledgeable about that CPS, just FYI. NAWRO, back over to you.
Yeah, I was taking a look at Cliff's code plugs the other day, and I added some more stuff to mine. It was very interesting. It was very helpful to go through Cliff's code plugs, figure out how to do mine. Okay, I'll let you go. I know you got things to do, Tim. 73, this is Kate Earth. Correction, this is NABZR. We're saying 73, and we'll be clear up your final.
Sure thing, Brian. NABZR from NAWRO. I'll be clear.
This is KFA, you're not listening. This is KF8SQN. I'm listening. This is KFAQN, listening. See, no Neil. Look who's right. Look who's right, Mom. How do you feel about that?
It's watch. This is WHM Virus.